All right, so you're thinking about booking a place to stay with Air Freedom and trying to figure out if booking directly through them is actually worth it. Well, we've got their blog post right here, and it lays out all the benefits they're claiming. So see if we can kind of pick it apart and help you figure out if booking direct with Air Freedom is the right move for you.
Sounds good.
All right, so the first thing that jumps out at me from this blog post is this up to 30% off claim if you book directly through their site.
Yeah, that definitely grabs your attention.
Right. That's a pretty big chunk of change, especially if you're traveling on a budget.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the question is, what are the strings attached? You know, are there specific restrictions or blackout dates or anything like that?
Right. Yeah, I'm always skeptical of those up to deals. It's like up to 30% off if you book a year in advance and stay for like a whole month during the slowest travel season.
Exactly. And then, you know, they also have that best rate guarantee where they say if you find a lower price on another site, they'll match it and give you an extra 10% off. So, sounds good in theory, but, you know, how often does that actually happen?
Yeah, how much time do you really want to spend like scouring the internet for a better deal? It feels like they're kind of banking on most people not bothering to go through the hassle.
Definitely. But, you know, one thing that did catch my eye was their monthly rate offer.
Oh, yeah.
£1,000 for a studio with all bills included, which is not something you see every day.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, that's definitely geared towards longer stays. Maybe they're trying to target digital nomads or professionals who are, you know, on temporary assignments. It would be interesting to see the breakdown of their bookings and see who's actually taking advantage of that offer.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that something that would appeal to you?
You know, I could see it being tempting, especially if you're working remotely and need a comfortable base for a while and no utility bills to worry about, just a flat fee. So sounds pretty hassle-free.
For sure. But, you know, beyond just the price, what about some of those less tangible benefits they talk about?
Like what?
Like if they talk about personalized support, you know,
Yeah.
is that just marketing fluff or is there actually something more to it?
Well, they're making a big deal out of having this like dedicated team who's going to help them with everything from choosing the right property to getting local recommendations. So they're really trying to position themselves as like more than just a booking platform.
Yeah, they want to be your like travel buddy.
Yeah, but how personalized can it really be? You know, when they're managing tons of properties, I wonder if their team is actually able to provide that level of individual attention for every single booking.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to promise personalized service, but it's a lot harder to actually deliver on it consistently.
Right. And speaking of promises, they also highlight their flexible booking options, which seems like a genuine benefit these days when travel plans can change in a heartbeat.
Oh, for sure. Who wants to get hit with a bunch of cancellation fees or lose out on their money just because something unexpected came up?
Exactly. But again, the question is, how flexible are they really? What are their policies for modifications and cancellations? You know, that's the kind of detail that can really make or break the deal for me.
Absolutely. And then finally, they emphasize this direct contact aspect.
Right.
You know, so no more dealing with third-party customer service if you have an issue. So, in theory, that sounds great, but I've also had my fair share of frustrating experiences trying to get help directly from companies. Sometimes it's actually easier to go through a platform that has, you know, more established customer service procedures.
Yeah, it's a trade-off
Oh,
for sure. On one hand, you have direct access to the company,
yeah.
but on the other hand, you might be at the mercy of their individual customer service reps. And
Exactly.
it's hard to know which is better without actually experiencing it yourself. So, okay, let's shift gears for a second and talk about the properties themselves. So, Air Freedom has locations in three different cities: Cardiff, Newport, and Bristol.
And they really play up the unique characteristics of each city in their blog post.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like they talk about Cardiff's vibrant culture, Newport's
Yeah.
historic landmarks, and Bristol's dynamic arts scene.
So they're really trying to appeal to a wide range of travelers with these different locations.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's take a closer look at each city and see what Air Freedom is actually offering in terms of like location and experience.
Okay, sounds good.
So first up, Cardiff.
All right, let's head to Cardiff. So, Air Freedom calls Cardiff a city brimming with vibrant culture and rich history. But what does that actually mean for someone staying in one of their properties?
Well, looking at their listings, it seems like they've really focused on like central locations in Cardiff. You know, they're all about being right in the heart of the action, close to the main attractions and transportation and all that.
That makes sense, especially if they're targeting travelers who want to experience the city's energy and have easy access to everything. But is that really showcasing the vibrant culture they're talking about, or is that just, you know, kind of a standard approach to city rentals?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they mention being close to cultural attractions, mm-hmm. but they don't really get into specifics.
Right.
Like, are there properties near any particular theaters or music venues or art galleries that would actually give you a taste of that local culture?
Yeah.
Or are they just conveniently located for, like, generic sightseeing?
I'd be curious to see if they offer any partnerships or discounts with local cultural institutions.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, that would be a way to go beyond just proximity and actually provide a more immersive cultural experience.
Right, like maybe a deal with the Wales Millennium Center for a show.
Exactly.
Or a discounted entry to the National Museum Cardiff or something like that.
Yeah, something that actually connects directly to their claims about, you know, experiencing Cardiff's culture.
Mm-hmm. And it would be something that sets them apart from other rental options in the city.
For sure.
Okay, so let's move on to Newport.
All right. Newport, they describe it as a city with historic landmarks and a bustling waterfront.
Okay, I'm picturing like cobblestone streets and old pubs.
Uh-huh.
Do their properties in Newport actually tap into that historic vibe?
Well, they mention some key landmarks in their descriptions, like the Newport Transporter Bridge.
Okay.
And the Roman ruins at Caerleon.
Interesting.
But again, it's about more than just being nearby.
What I'm wondering is, do any of their properties have unique historical features themselves?
Right.
Like, are any of them located in restored buildings or have interesting stories connected to them? You know, that would really enhance that sense of history they're trying to sell.
Absolutely. Imagine staying in a former merchant's house overlooking the river.
Wow.
Or a converted warehouse that used to be part of the city's industrial heritage, you know?
Yeah.
That would add a whole other layer to the experience.
And it would tie in really nicely with their whole direct booking angle,
mm-hmm.
because it's something you wouldn't necessarily find or appreciate if you were just booking through a generic platform. Okay, last but not least, Bristol.
Bristol Air Freedom highlights its dynamic art scene and eclectic dining options.
So they're painting a picture of a hip and creative city.
Which Bristol definitely is.
Yeah.
But do their properties reflect that? Are they located in areas known for their street art,
mm-hmm.
or independent galleries or trendy restaurants?
From their descriptions, it seems like they're mostly concentrated in the city center in Clifton.
Okay.
Which are both pretty popular tourist areas.
Yeah.
But are they missing out on any up-and-coming neighborhoods or hidden gems that would really capture that dynamic spirit?
That's what I'm wondering. Are they playing it safe with locations that, you know, appeal to a broader audience? Mm. Or are they taking any risks and offering properties that would immerse guests in Bristol's more alternative side?
It would be interesting to see if they have any properties in Stokescroft, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Which is known for its street art and independent music venues. Or maybe something near the harbor side, where there's a lot of creative energy and a mix of independent shops and restaurants.
Yeah, those would be locations that really speak to those eclectic and dynamic qualities they're highlighting.
Right, and it would show that they're going beyond the typical tourist hotspots.
For sure.
So, you know, while Air Freedom is doing a good job of highlighting the key features of each city,
mm-hmm.
I'm left wondering if they're fully capitalizing on those features in terms of their property locations and the actual experiences they offer.
It's like they're telling us about all the ingredients, but we're not quite sure how they're using those ingredients to actually create like a unique dish.
Yeah.
There's definitely potential there, but it needs to be more fully realized.
All right, so we've talked about those city vibes and, you know, kind of what mm-hmm. Air Freedom is trying to sell with each location. But let's get back to their big selling point,
mm-hmm.
which is booking direct.
Yeah.
They really hammer home all those supposed advantages.
Right.
But do they actually hold up under scrutiny?
I mean, they're certainly trying to make a strong case.
Yeah.
So let's revisit their customized support claim for a second. It sounds appealing on the surface, but how does that actually play out in practice, you know?
Right. They keep mentioning this dedicated team ready to help with everything.
Uh-huh.
From choosing the right property to offering local recommendations.
Yeah.
But is it really realistic to expect that level of individual attention?
Yeah.
Especially if they're handling, you know, a large volume of bookings.
That's the key question, you know? It's easy to make promises, but it's a lot harder to deliver consistently.
Right.
So I'd be curious to see what kind of support structure they actually have in place.
Yeah.
Is it a small, highly personalized team? Or is it a more general customer service operation?
Right. And what about the quality of those recommendations?
Yeah.
Are they truly tailored to individual interests? Or are they just generic suggestions that anyone could find online? I'd love to hear from actual guests about their experiences with Air Freedom Sport Team.
That would be the real tests. You know, testimonials and reviews could really shed some light on whether their customized support actually lives up to the hype.
Totally. Okay, so let's move on to flexible booking options.
Okay.
This is something they really emphasize, especially in today's world.
Right.
Where things are so unpredictable.
Exactly.
They talk about, you know, easily modifying reservations and adjusting travel dates. But the devil's in the details.
Right.
What are the specific terms and conditions for making changes? Are there fees involved? And how do they compare to other booking options?
Exactly. You know, it's one thing to offer flexibility in principle, but it's another to make it truly convenient and cost-effective for the traveler.
Right.
So I'd want to dig into their cancellation policies and see how they actually stack up against industry standards.
Totally.
Are they genuinely more lenient, or is it just clever marketing?
And how does their direct booking system actually handle changes and modifications?
Right.
Is it a seamless online process?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have to go through a back and forth with their team? You know,
yeah.
That can make a big difference in terms of convenience.
Absolutely. The user experience is crucial.
Yeah.
If making changes involves multiple emails and phone calls, it kind of defeats the purpose of having these flexible booking options in the first place.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
And then finally, there's the whole direct contact aspect.
Yeah.
So they highlight the benefit of dealing directly with Air Freedom rather than going through a third-party platform. And their argument is that it streamlines communication.
Right.
And it makes them directly accountable for your experience.
Uh-huh.
But is that always a good thing?
Right.
Sometimes having a platform as an intermediary can be really helpful if things go wrong.
It's a trade-off for sure.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you have that direct access to the company, and you can potentially resolve issues more quickly. But on the other hand, you might be at the mercy of their individual customer service reps and policies. So there's no guarantee that direct contact will always lead to a better outcome.
And what about like dispute resolution?
Yeah.
If you have a serious problem, is it easier to deal with a dedicated platform that has like, you know, established procedures?
Right.
Or a company that's handling things on a more case-by-case basis?
It's something to consider.
It is definitely something to think about.
So we've unpacked Air Freedom's claims.
Yeah.
We've explored, you know, all the nuances of their direct booking benefits. What's the final verdict?
Well, it's clear that Air Freedom is trying to differentiate themselves by offering a more personalized and flexible experience. And they're appealing to travelers who value those aspects.
Right.
And are potentially willing to pay a premium for them.
But as with any marketing claims, it's essential to look beyond the surface.
Yeah.
And consider all the details. You know, read the fine print, research their policies, and see what other travelers are saying about their experiences.
Exactly. Don't just take their word for it. Do your homework.
Yeah.
Compare your options. And make an informed decision that's right for you.
Exactly.
And hey, if you do decide to book direct with Air Freedom, we'd love to hear about your experience.
Yeah. Let us know if they live up to their promises or if those benefits are more hype than reality.
Happy travels, everyone.
Happy travels.